Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. It looks like it's just me for hour number one. Greg is not with us. I hope everything is okay. And, you know, he's on the road a lot, so maybe he's in an area that has bad cellular communications. I don't know. Hour number two is with Bert. You know, I was thinking, class, the demolition of the United States of America and what's causing it. And wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be interesting if it was caused by some of the richest people in the world, like U.S. entrepreneurs? And I'm thinking about Alexa. I'm thinking about people who buy these things and have them in their homes and in their offices. And where would they have them? Well, in places where they spend a lot of time, right? Maybe in the kitchen. Maybe in the office. You know, at home. Say they have a home office. Maybe if they have them at work. You know, they're an entrepreneur, let's say. And they're designing equipment and building things. And so that would be the place to have them, maybe in the conference room where the management meets and talks about developments and what's planned and what is going to happen and what has happened and what the competition is doing and, you know, the secrets of running a business. Wouldn't it be interesting if there were a back door? Oh, like, you know, back door to Windows, back door to Alexa, and then Alexa's connected to a huge network. And people are listening, and I know they listen. I know for a fact they listen. I know for a fact they listen because when in the mid-1980s, when I was involved in building one of the first Press 1, Press 2, Press 3 devices for banking, you know, where you call up and it says, you know, if you want your balance, press 1, if you, you know, those kinds of things. Well, I know for a fact that you can listen in. Because we did. Now, we didn't listen in for malicious purposes. We listened in for quality control to see how the customers would react when we built this thing. Now, we didn't have the time nor the money to pay attention to what all these callers were saying in the background. And, you know, maybe the yelling and screaming of the family, you know, while the person's trying to get their bank balance, their credit card balance, their statement balance. We didn't have the inclination to do that, but we certainly had the capability. And initially, you know, during the first few days of powering the system on, we needed to get the customer's reaction to see their frustration level, to see if it worked. So we did listen in, you know, for, I don't know, maybe a day or two, you know, on and off. But not for malicious purposes. But think about the extrapolation of that. Think about what that means in today's world where information is being sold, secrets are being sold. Imagine having, oh, let's say, a spy or a provocateur or an implant, a person in Washington, D.C., who kind of rubs shoulders with the easily bribed, the easily controlled, the politicians, the staff. Imagine that, And then this person saying, "Yeah, hey, come on over to my place. I got the cool. This thing is neat. You can just say, Alexa, do this. Alexa, do that." And all the while, Alexa is listening to everything that's going on in that kitchen, in that home office, in that business office, in that government office, all those locations. And then the back door connects directly across the internet to our competitors, you know, like China. Imagine that. Do you think that that is possible? A possible reason why the United States of America is falling down? Why our inventions have stopped? The Chinese beat us to every single product? Do you think that's possible? Or do you just think it's me dreaming while I'm behind the microphone? You know, we've had friends who have these silly things, these silly devices, and I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. You know, I'm just, by nature, I'm lazy. You know, I would love to just say, "Alexa, cut the hay." "Alexa, rake the hay." "Alexa, bale the hay." "Alexa, put the hay over there." Wouldn't that be fun? But I can't, right? I'm only kidding about being lazy. But some people are. And some people are enamored with these strange devices that allegedly appear to be helpful to mankind. Alexa. And all the while they're listening. Do you think they ever pick up husband and wives sparring with each other? You know, the husband does something that's not too bright, or the wife does something that's not too bright, and then one calls the other an idiot. You know, "Why'd you buy that Corvette? You know, we don't have any money. What were you thinking?" That kind of a thing. And then, you know, the tone escalates, and then 911's called, then then the police show up, guns drawn, because there's a domestic dispute, and somebody gets shot, you know, because one of the two bought a Corvette or whatever it was. Does it make sense to have an Alexa in your house and pay for it and the subscription for it? Does that make any sense at all? I hardly think so. But yet people do, and I have this feeling, and I can't prove any of this. And by the way, don't believe anything I say, especially me. I have this feeling that our technology was leaked through a major pipeline all over the world, through our own ignorance of what the technology is, through our own apathy of what the technology is, and through our carelessness of what the technology is. I don't have a cell phone. And do you know I can go up and down the road all by myself without a cell phone? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? That was one thing I was thinking about. Next thing I was thinking about, and Greg is with us. I'll be right with you, Greg. There was an article I was looking at this morning on the internet about this 16-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, I believe. And they were in a red hot rod BMW and speeding in New York City. Speeding. Crashed into the back of a truck. The BMW was absolutely demolished. It was like it was made out of aluminum foil and crumpled up with pieces torn and scattered. It was just a ball of wreckage. Why am I bringing that up? Because we have a BMW in the shop right now. It's not ours. We are repairing it. And so my son said, "Hey, T. I don't know why he calls me T, the letter T. Not T-E-E, not T-E-A, just the letter T. T. Let's take a look at this. He said, look under the hood. And you know, most of what you would think would be the structural area, meaning the fender liners, bolted to the extruded panels, the pressed panels, the diagonal panels under the hood that hold everything straight, or try to. The fender liners are plastic. If you remove the fender liners, you will see voids that you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't get in that thing. You would say, that thing's not safe. It looks like a race car with the body removed. There's not much there. I'm not kidding. I would not want to be in a current model BMW 5 Series. I wouldn't want to do it. So if you get a chance, if you're at a car lot and you want to see what I'm talking about, say, I'd love to see that engine. Raise the hood and look at the fender liners and just touch it for yourself with your index finger. You can push and deflect this sound-absorbing plastic sheet that's been formed to the curves of the inner fender. It's not metal. It's plastic. And it's probably about 1/8 to 3/16 of an inch thick. Nothing to it. Thinner than the thickness of a coffee mug. Plastic. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, it's incredible. I remember I had a International Scout that I purchased. It had been rolled, and you couldn't tell. There was no damage to the body. None at all. That thing was a tank.
I leaned up against a
Super Duty, Ford Super Duty, and I had to jump back because I pushed in the metal. I couldn't believe it. It popped back out. Luckily, I didn't want to damage the guy's car. But talk about tinfoil.
When you talk about the International, are you talking about something bigger than a 4700 or a 4700?
The International Scout, the one that was like I had a pickup truck,
yeah,
like a top for it, or a...
you're talking about like a Ford Bronco or a Chevy Blazer.
International Scout, yeah.
Absolutely. They were really, really tough. And of course, tough does not win the day anymore. Features wins the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because the International Scout... What was that?
I remember a lawsuit for that they had against OnStar for actually listening in to people. You know, remember they used to advertise OnStar. You know, in case you got in an accident, are you okay? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, they were listening in.
That's an interesting point, because that was the next part of what I was thinking about with this Alexa thing. And it's the OnStar, but it's not just OnStar, because people will call me from their car and I'll say, I can hardly hear you. And they go, hold on. And what they'll do is they'll switch from talking through the microphone speaker of their car to the Bluetooth to just talking through the cell phone. Then I can hear them. And what they don't realize...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. No, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So these devices that that are so interesting to those who are not thinking through what's happening, I don't think that the users of them realize that they can be listened to all the time in their vehicles or in their homes with Echo or Alexa. So those who have OnStar might want to deactivate it. How do you do that? Well, you know, do you just pull the fuse? From my research, it doesn't completely do it. So there's an article, WikiHow, how to deactivate OnStar. How to deactivate it. Step number one, ask customer service to cancel your subscription. Okay, dial 1-888-4-ONSTAR. And then what you do is you turn the vehicle off. Step two. Number three, open the trunk. Step number four, remove the trunk's liner. Step number five, remove the spare tire. Step number six, there's a plastic sill plate that is located near, well, it's in the trunk. And then what you do is you pull away the right side panel of this, of the trunk. And the next thing, find the OnStar box. And it says O-N with a little star on it. And then what you do is you disconnect those wires. There's three modular connectors to disconnect those wires. And then you just pull those wires out of the way and then put the cables where they won't be damaged, and then put the vehicle back together, meaning the sill plate, put the spare tire, the carpeting, all that, and then turn your vehicle back on, see if it works, you know, without the OnStar being there. So literally disconnect OnStar. Physically, disconnect the cabling that powers it up. So don't believe me. Look it up, how to disconnect OnStar. It's on the Internet. So it's not as easy as you might think, and it's not like it's in your glove box and you just flip a switch. It's hidden. It's hidden. The same thing with Mercedes. They hide their system as well. So you've got to disconnect the wiring harness to the Mercedes SOS system or to OnStar. But listening. And they know where you are. Because I bought a 2000, model year 2000 Mercedes, and the transmission control computer got confused. Sam Bushman was in the vehicle with me, and he spilled his coffee down the transmission control shift lever, and it dripped onto the computer board, and my car wouldn't go anywhere. And so I called Mercedes, you know, 1-800, whatever it is for Mercedes, and they said, no, you're going to have it towed. It's a real serious problem, and you're going to need a new transmission control computer. And they said, where are you? And I said, well, I'm not really exactly sure. It's dark. I'm on the corner of Corvette and some other road in Illinois. And they said, oh, you know, you're and they knew where I was. They knew exactly where I was. So even though I didn't have a subscription to Mercedes service, they knew where I was. It was working, and they were tracking me. So if you're wondering how the cops know where you are, now you know. That and the cell phone.
I'm going to tell people a little secret too. That little antenna thing on the vehicle, the little short one, just a couple inches. That's not an antenna for cell phone or anything else. That's the satellite antenna. And you can take that off, and you can just short those two wires out, and it will destroy the satellite communication because when you don't have a tuned antenna, what happens? All of the transmitting ends up in the finals and burning them out. So you can destroy the antenna on those and wipe that whole little system out. I don't do this unless you're willing to. I have no idea what else it's connected to. Maybe your car won't start anymore. I don't know. But I know that's just a sure way, fire way of getting really taking out the little system is to put the antenna, remove the antenna.
I'll tell you, let me come back, I'll tell you a story about Mercedes. This is happening to me right this very second. It's an unbelievable story. It's a real simple problem, but it's tough to navigate this one. And it's right here on the farm. I'll tell you when we come back. Greg's with us. Fred will be with us second hour. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. A top columnist at the Los Angeles Times says it's time for California Senator Dianne Feinstein to retire. And Congressman Ro Khanna agrees.
I'm hopeful that people who are close to her can talk to her and just say, look, end your service with dignity, step aside, let the governor appoint someone.
Feinstein's been dealing with shingles and some complications. School's out for about 100,000 students around Mexico City as a volcano about 40 miles away has been dumping ash on about two dozen towns in the region. The G7 leaders have agreed on new sanctions against more Russian people and entities over the war in Ukraine, and they'll hear from President Zelensky, who is heading to the summit in Japan. 5 TikTok creators are suing the state of Montana over its blanket ban of the app, signed into law 2 days ago. The suit says the TikTok ban violates the First Amendment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
This is happening to me right now. This is one of the things I'm going to be working on right after class today, after I talk with Burton and Andy about my concept for an invention. So I have a 1996 Mercedes E300D. It's a diesel. It's got close to 300,000 miles on it, and the ignition key and cylinder don't work anymore. It's stopped. So I can't put the key, I can put the key in the ignition cylinder, lock cylinder, but it won't turn. It won't turn at all. That means the steering wheel won't turn. That means I can't get out of park. It's an automatic transmission. It's stuck. It's stuck in the barn where and it's the last vehicle in. You know, it's the most used vehicle, so that's the last one in, first one out. Well, it's blocking everything in there. I can't get it out. unless I jack it up and put it on a dolly and drag it out. Well, I have a key for it and I have a new lock cylinder. I can do it myself, except I can't get the old lock cylinder out. It's designed so that you will destroy the computer lock system, the sensor, if you just force that lock cylinder out. So here's Mercedes' answer to this. Have it towed in. It's $240 to tow it into Mercedes. Then for only $190, they'll diagnose it. They'll say you need a new key and lock cylinder. And then they'll charge $500 for the key and lock cylinder replacement. This is a $20 part. By the time they're done fleecing me, it'll be $930. Now, this is not a real sophisticated key. This is one of those blade keys, kind of like you'd see on a Ford that has it's double cut, cut on the bottom, cut on the top. So it has pins inside the lock cylinder that are top and bottom. So it's semi-sophisticated, but it's still a blade key. $930. So we are held at the mercy of these dealers. And what are they saying? Well, here's the problem, Mr. Finelli. We don't have a lot of these keys left. So we just can't be giving them out to anybody who wants to buy a key. So we have to make sure that we're not going to waste this key by letting you have one until we diagnose that you actually need a key. And that's only $190 plus towing.
Does it have
How about
a chip
that,
in
Greg?
The key?
No.
Does it have a chip in?
No.
It does
no.
have a chip in the key. Yeah.
No chip in the key. No chip.
Oh, good.
It's just like a Chevy key, you know, an old Chevy from the 80s, except it's double-sided. So it'd be more like a Ford key. You know,
I would go buy to replace the whole thing is get the cylinder for a Ford. And just replace
it. If I can get the darn thing out. Now, the problem is there's a sensor. There's a sensor that recognizes the key fob. So it's a flat blade key, but it has a sensor in the key fob that the key is attached to. So it's one of these things, you push the button, it's like a switchblade key. You push this little plastic button and the key flips out, the metal key flips out. But in the key fob is a security transmitter. That's one of those things that you can push as one button. You push the button and it locks and unlocks the door. You push it once, it locks the door. You push it again.
I'm anxious to hear about your invention.
Well, I don't really want to say what it is, but it's really, really neat. And I don't believe there is one. There are really sophisticated models, but there's nothing like, I don't believe there's one that's like what we're looking at. So here's what happened, Greg. I listened to Monday's broadcast with Bert and Lou Cassidy and Andy Gibbs in delay mode. So I listened to the podcast version of it. And I was fascinated, and I thought, you know what? I have this invention. I talked to Bert over the years about it many, many years ago, and we didn't do anything about it. Well, darn it, I want to get this thing done. So it is something that will really help farmers. There's no question. And so I called Andy, and I said, Andy, I heard this radio broadcast, and these guys were talking about patents, and I think got something here. So we talked about it, and then we've been doing research, market research, and we've been doing electronic research. So Andy said, okay, well, let's get Burton involved, and let's call him, get him on the horn, and let's find out how much it's going to cost to build this thing. And so Bert is doing the research to see what it would cost to build it. Andy's doing the market research. I'm doing the market research. And I think it's doable. I really think it's doable. But it's not going to be, you know, a $100 million company. It's just going to still be a small company. But it'll be a product that is noteworthy. So what I'm saying is sometimes, you know, the information that you receive on USA Prepares Class, sometimes it's something that you can take action on right then and there. Other times it's information that you may want to take action on later. So what I'm saying is we literally do what we say. We really do.
Absolutely. Case in point. Okay. ITT's got a little solar still that, you know, it's got some panels and things on it, and it looks really complicated. And, of course, it probably is. That they say can put out a gallon and a half an hour. Yet here on USA Prepares, I talk about a little book called The Flat Top Solar Electric Still. You can build this yourself because it's so simple, and it will put out 2 gallons an hour, which is more than ITT's contraption, ITT Tech's invention. So, yeah, we do what we say. And you can learn a lot here. Now, you know, I'm not a big technical institute. I don't have scientists and technicians and students running around with all these ideas, building something. But, you listen to USA Preparers. You can find out how you can make your own that puts out more than ITT technical invention. And they say theirs takes up 7 meters of space. Mine takes up 2.5 by 2 by 2 foot square feet and one solar panel, PV panel.
You know, if you listen to Charles in Ohio when he is teaching at USA Prepares, when he's in the front of the class,
mm-hmm.
he'll tell you things like, you know, back in the 60s and the 70s when amateurs were racing cars on the track, the amateurs were the ones who were developing the technologies through experimentation. The amateurs didn't have, you know, the big laboratories and the hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw at development. You know, we did it the hard way. We did it by experimentation. And what happened is a lot of the technologies that we developed ended up in the marketplace. I mean, literally, for example, I wanted to know what would happen if I blended alcohol with gasoline. I'm talking the late 60s, okay? Literally the late 60s, early 70s. And I tested it out on the track. And so what happened? Lower performance. No question about it. There's not as much energy in a gallon of ethanol as there is in a gallon of gasoline. So when you're going down around the track or down the track, whatever the case may be, you're not going to go as fast. You won't develop as much torque and horsepower because there's not as much energy in a gallon. So what you want to do is burn more of it. You want to add more alcohol than you would gasoline. So instead of 14.7 parts of air to gasoline, you might want to add more gasoline to that mixture and more alcohol to that mixture to overcome the fact that it has less energy. So there's a lot of things that we experimented with back then that, you know, came to the market. And that's what's happening right now, except for the fact that we seem to have forgotten how to invent. And that's because our public school system doesn't encourage it. So instead of having after-school clubs, you know, like clubs for archery, clubs for target shooting, clubs for automobile mechanics, clubs for agriculture, we've just pushed the mouse and clicked the keyboard.
And well, no, they do have clubs for sexual perversion.
Yeah.
They still have those.
Samuel Brinton, I understand, is in the clink. They finally caught up with him. He was Joe Biden's nuclear energy disposal guy, and he's a dress wearing husband of a green haired guy, literally green haired. And they picked him up.
So he's in the clink now.
He's in the clink.
Oh, wonderful!
That's just one. There needs to be like 10,000 more of Biden's team in the clink. So I think, you know, back to what I was saying about Alexa, I think that there are huge leaks with people that have these, and they have no idea that they're being monitored 24 hours a day. And same thing with their cell phones. I don't think they realize the monitoring. Back when the internet was just starting, getting going, and I'm talking in the early 90s, I saw a video of these girls in their dormitory. And they were in their dormitory room, and they're just sitting around, you know, laughing and having a good old time. And they had an early notebook computer with a camera and a microphone. The microphone was turned on. The camera was turned on without the girls being aware of it. And this thing was videoing and recording the audio and the video of them in their room. You know, doing things like changing and getting ready to, you know, go to class and, you know, all those kind of things that happen in a dorm room, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was in the early 90s. That's the kind of stuff that goes on. And some people are so dumb.
They don't think that they're not doing that now.
Of course they are.
Good grief. Yeah.
On steroids.
If you've got a home security system, and you've got cameras in your house, you might not want to walk through your house naked.
Well, you might want to not connect it.
Bedroom.
And certainly not connect it through Wi-Fi.
Absolutely.
And so people have refrigerators and dishwashers and other appliances that and robotic vacuum cleaners that are connected through Wi-Fi. There was a gal who was in the toilet in her house, you know, on the toilet, and she found an image of herself on the can, on the internet, because her robotic vacuum cleaner, you know, was just doing its thing, going around the house, took a trip into the bathroom and videoed her, and some guys in another country are looking at this video, working for the vacuum cleaner robotic company, and they go, look at this, let's put this on the internet. For real. For real, class. But then again, don't believe anything we say.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon.
Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In a class recently, I went to the big, big city. Not the big city, Springfield, Missouri, but the big one, St. Louis, Missouri. And I was astounded at the number of vehicles that I saw, late model vehicles, with crinkles in the sheet metal, like the front quarter panel, the rear quarter panel. What I saw was something that you would never see in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. You'd never see it. And that is dense. And you look at them and you say, how is it possible that the skin of this vehicle, the quarter panel, could be wrinkled like that? What would cause a wrinkle like crushed aluminum foil? What would cause that? And the only thing that could allow that to happen would be the lack of thickness, the lack of rigidity, the lack of substance, the lack of structure of the quarter panel. So the quarter panels are so thin that they wrinkle when they're hit. Unlike anything that is from the 60s, 70s, 80s, for real. Greg, are you seeing this too?
Yeah, I am. And I'm also seeing speed limits brought up to 80 miles an hour on the freeways like they are out here in Utah, parts of Nevada, and Montana. You really want to be going that fast in a piece of tinfoil? I've seen some pretty nasty accidents. I spent last weekend in Los Angeles. And let me tell you something. I had a hard time finding electric vehicles driving around. There was a few of them, but not a lot. Nothing like there were in Las Vegas.
Well, I was in St. Louis, and one of the stops was probably an hour and a half long, maybe 2 hours. And so I parked the vehicle in this parking lot. There was an electric charging station. There was one there. And there was a vehicle plugged into it. And so I, 2 hours later, still plugged in. It's still plugged in charging. So I have a little bit of range anxiety with a flex fuel vehicle. We have a 2004 that we picked up very inexpensively, a truck. And you can run it on E85 or regular gasoline, which is 10% alcohol. And, it only goes about 400 miles on a tank. And that doesn't seem like very much to me. I'm used to like 600 with my Mercedes. So I don't like the 400 miles per tank. Well, that 400 miles per tank is way more, like four times more than an electric vehicle. I'm trying to figure out what the heck would you do with an electric vehicle, really. What would you do?
Well, I know what a big trucking company with the initials OD did with their six electric vehicles that they purchased in Southern California. Their tractor took the toll freighters around and do pickup and delivery. They parked every single one of them because they could not make it through a half day of work without running out of electricity. And they actually had to pull them back to the yard. That's what they did.
So my son said, hey, T, so what kind of a diesel generator would you recommend we put on our truck? And we'll just be servicing electric vehicles. So what happens when you run out of juice? They call us and we go with our generator and we give them a charge to get them to, you know, a charging station. So we get them off the road so they don't have to be towed and their vehicle doesn't have to be damaged by dragging it onto a flatbed truck. And by the way,
hey, guys, I just think you just figured out a niche, you know, and you can have a service.
Yeah, well, that's what he wants to do. But seriously, class, and Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that when these guys come with that flatbed tow truck and they throw that hook under the vehicle and they drag it up on a vertical incline, pulled up from one point under the vehicle, I believe that the frame is not the same, or not the frame, the unibody is not the same as it was before they dragged it up there. What do you think?
I think, you could probably only be towed so many times before you're driving down the road sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, wearing your tires out. You have funny wear marks on your tires.
Yeah.
They're just not there.
Right. I was talking to a guy who's got one of those trucks, and he said, you know, there's no place to hook the hook anymore. It used to be a T-slot, and you'd put this chain with a special kind of a key in it, and it was designed that's where you pull the vehicle from. He said they don't have them anymore. Evidently, it costs too much to punch that hole, or there's no strong enough place to punch a hole in the bottom of one of these new cars. So they're really not even designed to be pulled up on a tow truck, and they don't have spare tires anyway.
Back in the 70s, they used to weld the doors together for strength.
Right.
That wouldn't happen now.
Right. Right.
Great things.
Greg, it's broken. No matter what it is, no matter what we look at, it's broken. And as Gwyneth and I have said, it doesn't look like we're going to come back from this collapse. It's going to be too far. But you take a long time to recover from this one. Everything's broken. And we have no leadership. No leadership. No one is saying, hey, look at me, follow my example. No one's saying that. No one knows how to lead anymore. Greg, thank you so much. See you next week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.